hello, everybody. Thank Trump you so much for tuning in. The Democrats say that President Trump is an existential threat. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Good Friday. It is Good Friday. And Jesus is still alive. God is not dead. God is real. God got this. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in on this Good Friday. And it is a Good Friday, right? Now, the beginning of this week, or during this week, President Trump endorsed this Bible that has a Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the King James Version, Pledge of Allegiance, and all of the entire left came unglued because of it, because this is Easter week, right? Or Easter pre-week. And they all came unglued. They can't stand the fact that President Trump endorsed the Bible. And President Trump told people to read the Bible. And they're all upset about it. They're very angry about it. Why would you be angry about such a thing? Don't you know in the Bible that God used people that were imperfect? God used people that did terrible things. Not to say that President Trump was doing terrible things, quite the opposite, right? But he's not perfect. But the left, they came unglued because President Trump was holding the Bible and was telling people to purchase the Bible. And they all reacted crazy. And then we have this episode where President Trump goes to New York City, not because of a court issue, not because of this fraudulent thing with Letitia James, not because of another fraudulent civil suit. President Trump showed up in New York because he wanted to show his respect for the fallen police officer. And the Democrats, nowhere to be found. You know what happened on that same day? President Trump is in New York. You had Barack Hussein Obama, Billy Clinton, and Joe Biden. All three of them are in New York, but they weren't there to show their respect for the fallen police officers because they don't care about police officers. They can care less that police officers are being defunded. They can care less that police officers are being gunned down in the streets of America. They could care less. They were there to talk to the filthy rich people. They were there to raise money for the up and coming 2024 election this November. That's what they were there. They could give a rat's backside about the fallen police officer. It's so disrespectful. And they did it right in front of everybody's face the same day. You mean to tell me they couldn't postpone this charity campaign event for Joe Biden? You mean they couldn't push it a day later, a week later? They couldn't do that? Nope. They had to do it the same day. And of course, all of the liberal media outlets, they don't want to even talk about the fallen police officers because they're okay with police officers losing their lives as well. They want police officers defunded. But if you go to any of these government state media outlets, they want police officers to surround their building and protect them. From who? Conservative Christians are not attacking them, but they still want the protection. But when it comes to the rest of us, nope. No protection for you. They even want to disarm you. Let me share this with you. This was them talking about Joe Biden with Obama and Billy Clinton raising $25 million. And they actually raised $26 million last time I heard. But nothing about the fallen police officers. It's all about them connecting with the super elite, the rich people, pouring money into them. That's what it's all about. It's not about the everyday American. It's not about the everyday police officer, first responders. Not about them at all. It's about what they can get.
President Joe Biden and former President Obama arrived in New York City this afternoon to be joined by another former President Bill Clinton, for the most lucrative campaign fundraiser ever, along with a lineup of movie, music, and TV stars to rally the Democratic base and grow Biden's already sizable cash advantage over former President Trump. So the cheapest ticket tonight runs $250, but those willing to shell out at least six figures can have the legendary Annie Leibovitz snap their photos with all three presidents. The campaign has already announced they will raise more than $25 million with this event. As Playbook describes it, this is Biden's New York City money bomb.
Oh, this is Joe Biden's money bomb. See, it's all about the money. Nothing to do about the police officers. It's all about the money. That's all that it's about. It's about the money that's coming to them. They can care less. Do you think they took any of that money and helped the fallen police officers? No. Because they want to bring in all the money they can to try to take down President Trump, to take down this country. That's what it's about for them. Let me share this one with you. This was Joe Biden. Some interns in Joe Biden's camp created this video. Look at this. This is trying to put Joe Biden in a good light. And let me remind you, Joe Biden's been on vacation how much? How much? How 40%. Many times has he been on vacation since he's been in office? What, about more than half? Even when he goes to the White House, he's on vacation. He's not doing anything. Watch this.
With the president visiting eight swing states in just 18 days, throughout the month, Biden has crisscrossed the country. Visiting the Southwest, the Blue Wall in the South, his campaign stops have focused on border security, reproductive rights, lowering health care and housing costs, as well as celebrating CHIPS and Science Act investments.
I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, they're trying to make it look like President Trump is just golfing while Joe Biden is going all across the country trying to do stuff for the American people. This is the most propaganda video that they've ever put out.
Oh,
it's
man.
A bunch of lies.
Such it, a it, gaslighting video.
It really is. It's right? Not even factual.
Trump has literally been at how many different court cases? He's been at. Fundraisers, he's been at rallies, he's been on the border, he was at a funeral yesterday. I mean, he does all of this across America, and they have the audacity to say he's just playing golf. You know what? Actually, I'm impressed that he actually had time to play golf. I'm actually celebrating the fact that he got to go on the golf course and enjoy his life as miserable as the Democrats have made it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But
Biden was on vacation last weekend.
They try to make it look like Biden is doing so much.
No, he was on vacation again last weekend, and I guarantee.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I guarantee that after the fundraiser.
So I guess when he was on vacation, they created this video because that's when they had the time to do it.
Yeah, right? I bet after the fundraiser last night, I bet he went home to Delaware. I bet he's at home in Delaware this weekend.
Well, it's Good Friday. It doesn't even have to be Good Friday for them to take time off to do nothing. I mean, they're not doing anything anyways. I mean, what's the stop?
I mean, Biden got upset. Biden got upset because, you know, the House took some time off not too long ago. They've been in Washington more than he has.
Well, he was upset because he wanted them to push a bill through.
Of course.
That's all. That's the reason why he was upset.
Well, there's still work to be done.
Yes. So while they're raising money for Joe Biden's money bomb, this is what President Trump was doing. Look at this. They're raising money, and President Trump, he's being sued left and right. They're trying to drain him dry. And what does President Trump do while he is there visiting the family of the fallen police officer? Listen to this, because President Trump, he doesn't even mention what he does. It's amazing what this man is doing. We're going to tell you what he does right after this. Let's watch this first, though.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. I want to thank Bruce and all of the people that have worked so hard to make this area beautiful and safe. And this is what happened, is such a sad, sad event, such a horrible thing. And it's happening all too often. And we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't 21 times arrested this thug. And the person in the car with him was arrested many times. And they don't learn because they don't respect. They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them. And this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be, and doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will, you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often. It's an honor to be here. And again, I want to just thank all of you folks for allowing this. And Bruce, thank you. Bruce has been a friend of mine for a long time. He's done an incredible job out here. But this is such a sad occasion. The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often. So thank you all for being here. It's an honor, and it's an honor for me to be here. This is a great family, the Diller family. I met the friends, and I met every one of them inside, and these are just incredible people that are just devastated. They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road. So thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate it.
You know what he didn't bring up? And President, see, this is how President Trump is. He shows up, he shows his respect. And what he did not say, and to my understanding, he wanted to keep it under the wraps. He didn't want people going out publicizing it. He didn't want anyone knowing that he actually did it. And what is it that he did? He actually donated to the funds that helped the family of the fallen police officer enough to where she could pay off her mortgage.
Yeah. He made a donation to Tunnel for Towers. And there's an article that says that they paid off the mortgage for NYPD officer Diller's wife and son. Real America's Voice reported it. Some other people did. The Tunnels for Towers isn't revealing it, I guess, because they're saying, I guess Trump didn't want people to know. It's a private thing that he did for this family. And that's how he is, Will.
That says a lot about that. That says a lot about who he is.
Right.
Like, he's wanting to help this family out. And he, look, I'm going to do this. They're going after him, trying to take every single penny from him. And he still donates to help this family. Of the law, fallen police officer. And you know, another thing with that really kind of set the playing field with all of this is that when they had this wake, the police department told every single city councilman, right?
Yep.
All of the Democrats not to show up. No Letitia James, no Mayor Adams, no Kathy Hochul, none of them. Didn't want any of them to show up, but they welcomed President Trump
with
open arms.
Out of respect for the fallen officer, they asked that none of them come because their policies really, they believe, contributed to this happening, to this police officer.
So they didn't want none of them to show up at all.
Yeah, but they're very respectful to Trump when he showed up. And you know what? It's not even like Trump wanted them to do anything. He just walked up and they were opening the doors. It was a very somber approach, you know. He didn't make this grand entrance,
right? Well, it's always a grand entrance when President.
But he
Trump
didn't have all Secret Service around him and stuff.
They're there, you just don't see him.
But what I'm saying is he didn't.
He
make
wasn't
it.
Showboating.
He wasn't showboating.
He
That's
wasn't
exactly
showboating.
My word.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. He wasn't showboating. He wasn't trying to make this about him.
Yeah.
And you can tell he wasn't making it about him.
And I think he didn't want it to be intrusive.
You know, this is not the first time that President Trump showed up in New York. For a fallen police officer.
Absolutely.
It's not the first time. He's not doing this to try to make it like, oh, this is like a thing that I want to do to get people to like me. That's not it at all. That's not it at all. President Trump is the real deal. He's the GOAT, greatest of all times.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. It is Good Friday, and the phone line is open if you want to give me a call and talk about anything. We could talk about President Trump showing up in New York. I'd like to hear your opinion about that versus Joe Biden, Obama, and Clinton showing up in New York for money, ignoring the police officers. They could at least done a statement. They could, you know, they've been doing these videos saying, hey, send us money, send us money. They could have did a short video saying, look, We want to make sure that our men and women that's in blue, we want to make sure that they are protected, that they're safe. We want them to be able to do their jobs, et cetera, et cetera. They didn't do any of that. But President Trump, and you know what? President Trump didn't have to show up like that. He didn't have to. But he did because he actually cares. And he's not caring because he wants the police department to support him. Look, they already support him for the most part. There's a lot of police officers that are woke. And I've met a few of these. There's some woke police officers in New York. There's some in D.C. and there's some in California. I've met some of them because I've talked to them. But President Trump, he showed up because this is who he is. So the phone line is open. We can put the number in the lower third and so people can see the number there if they want to give me a call and talk about that as well. And I want to show something else, share something else with you. This is another video where they're talking about President Trump showing up in New York, and this is with Judge Jeanine on Fox News. Listen to this. And there's a number, 319-527-3453, if you want to give me a call. Here we go.
There today inside the funeral home when the President Trump was there. Can you tell us what it was like inside?
Well, I have to tell you that President Trump was a source of comfort to the family. He spent over 10 minutes with Stephanie, the widow, in private. And then he went out into the main hall where the casket was laid and where police officer Dillon's body was laid. And he and Stephanie prayed together. They talked about what a great guy Jonathan was. And then President Trump went to each member of the family and offered his condolences. And the family asked him to sign a mass card. He sat down, signed the mass card, and then he got up. And then police officer Diller's grandmother asked the president for a hug. And he embraced her and held her very tightly. And as he left that area with over 200 of friends and families of police officer Diller, with their little boy, Ryan, with police officer Diller's mother, Fran, with his brother and sister and son-in-law, they did something I've never seen before, Jeanine, at a wake. They gave him a rousing ovation. They clapped their hands and showed their gratitude for President Trump's kindness and for his compassion. It was a very, very beautiful and warm moment. It's one that I will never forget, and I think it was very comforting for the family.
You know what? Just hearing that all of them was stood up, is completely opposite when Letitia James showed up. They were booing her, and they were chanting Trump 2024. These were first responders, and she got upset. And then they tried to find out who the first responders that were chanting Trump 2024, and they were booing her. They were trying to find out who they were so they can pretty much fire them from their positions, as if the city's not already hurting for first responders. But President Trump shows up, complete opposite. They all stand up because, again, President Trump didn't have to show up.
And you know what? Well,
let me say this really quick, mm-hmm. because Darlin put this comment in a Rumble. And I remember this is the information that came out. They had arrested him 21 times before he killed Officer Diller.
Right.
21 times. So yeah. This literally could have been prevented, but that the Democrats, Alvin Bragg, you know, he wasn't there either. None of them prevented this. The people that are in political office, Bragg, Letitia James, Mayor Adams, Governor Hochul, and there's a whole bunch more. They are all against police officers. They are all against Americans. Every last one of them. If it was my choice, and if I had a say so in it, I would tell the police department, arrest all of them. Because of them, Diller is dead today. Because of them, arrest them all. It used to be like that. It used to be that if you actually aided and abetted, I can't even get it out. If you actually contributed to a killer taking the life of someone, they actually held you responsible too, because you were complicit with it. They're all complicit with it. What do you think the cashless bail is for? This is the same city that caught on camera illegals beating up police officers. And then after they catch them, they have to release them. And Alvin Bragg said there was no charges. And while they're walking out, they're giving them the middle finger.
And you know what? Well, what a somber moment this was in the funeral home. You know, he literally took the time to talk to each family
yes.
member. And he just hugged the grandma until she was ready to let go. That just yep. tells. And then meanwhile, you know, Trump took the time out of his day to do this. He didn't have to do this. And I can guarantee he didn't want to, right? Who wants to go to a funeral like this?
No, right? He's not like happy to be there.
Right. And then on the other side, just miles away, you have Clinton, Obama, and Biden standing on stage wanting people to love them,
yes.
to praise
worship
them,
us.
To worship them. And they say that that's how Trump is. But the actions speak louder than words. Yeah,
here's a great example of that. Here it is with them on stage. The three of them, and they were on there with Stephen Colbert.
Colbert, yeah.
Right? Listen, watch this, because I think this is the one where he's talking about Brandon.
I don't even know what he's saying.
He doesn't even, someone needs to tell Joe Biden
to speak clearly
what Brandon means. Let's go, Brandon. Right? But listen, is this the clip where it says this? Listen to this.
Joe Brandon is real. Ladies and gentlemen, the presidents of the United States.
You see that? Listen to it's right there in the very beginning.
Joe Brandon is real.
So it's that expression that he's been saying, right? When he's wearing the eyeglasses and they have the red eyes going. What is that expression? I forget exactly what it is.
Oh, I can look. It was on his campaign.
Yeah, it's a meme that they have, and I can't remember. It's something, and they're trying to take the Brandon whole meme and trying to flip it, but they don't know what Brandon mean, F, it means F Joe Biden. Dark Brandon.
Oh, that's what they're calling. Brandon,
they're saying Dark Brandon.
Okay, yeah.
Right? And he says Dark Brandon. That's what he actually says. And he says it means F Joe Biden. F the Dark Joe Biden. Joe Biden, period. Is ridiculous. I mean, it really is absolutely sickening, and it's ridiculous. Okay, before we play this next one, let's go to the phone lines. We actually have someone call us. Hey, the number is up on the screen, 319-527-3453. Give me a call. Tell me what you think about all of this.
This is Sheila from Washington.
Hello, Sheila. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will, it's Sheila out here in Washington State. I've called before. We just had a trooper that was killed not too long ago by an illegal alien sadly on my birthday.
Really? When was this? When did this take place?
March 2nd.
March 2nd. So the beginning of this month. So the mainstream media, the government state media, none of them reported on it. You're the first time I'm hearing about this.
They did out here, but not on the national news.
But it should have been on the national news. I mean, we're talking about illegal alien coming into the country, taking the life of a state trooper.
Yeah, he run him over. I think from what I remember, he was drunk, and it was so sad. And I literally cried that day that his funeral. They played the most beautiful tune on the bagpipes, and which is called "Going Home." And I was like, oh, it was just so beautiful. And there's a kid, I'm sure you probably have heard about him. He runs around his track course in memory of fallen officers. And he paid tribute to the officer. And it just made me cry because I'm a person out here because of the suicidal drivers that we have out here. They just don't drive right. When someone kills a trooper, it tears me apart because those are the lifelines out here in a rural area where I live, and losing one of them is just sad. And I think he had a baby girl, I think.
Wow.
And a woman. It was up in I think it was Marysville, I think it's the town that he was in. But they had huge presence, troopers from all over the state, and even Oregon, and I think it was Texas, too, because his family member was a trooper, and so they came to represent Texas.
Wow. You know, this is really sad because a lot of this could be prevented. With these illegals coming into the country, the criminals being released back out to the streets. And you're right, these police officers, they are on the front lines between total civil unrest and just civility. Because right now, and this is part of the reason why the Democrats are trying to get rid of the police officers, because they want total chaos in the country.
Yeah, and it's sad too, also, you know, Trump won't come. I don't know. I think for previous his time, he did come out here, and there was a lot of unrest with him coming out here. I was nowhere near where he was, but because it was way up north of me. And so ever since, I've never had Trump come out here.
So President Trump actually showed up there too?
Not for that.
No, he didn't show up for that one, right?
She's just saying, you know, back when they're having all, you know, how Washington State is. It's very liberal.
It's home of trans people.
I mean, just like he won't really go to Oregon either. I mean, it's just not.
Because that's the, you know, that part of that region of the country is home of trans
people. But I think you're talking about, is it Christopher Gadd?
That the trooper you're talking about?
Yeah, okay.
That's the officer. And we even have right now, we're trying to elect a congressperson and kick out the Democrat that was elected. And a lot of us are staying out here in this particular area, which is Aberdeen, Grace Harbor, Pacific County, where I live, is mostly Republican based. and they're trying to kick him out because, or kick the lady that's running it out because she rigged, they rigged, the Democrats up north rigged it to where this Democrat would get in, and we're trying to get this. He's Trump has actually endorsed him. His name is Joe Kent. And so he's a Gold Star, or I don't know, I think it was a Gold Star or Purple Heart recipient. And he's pro-America, and we're trying so hard to get him elected out here. And nice. It's hard.
Well, nice. Yeah, I can imagine, can only imagine that it is, because it's a really a left-leaning part of the country. Well, Sheila, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah,
thank you so much for letting us know about that. And have a wonderful weekend. Good Friday to you.
Oh, yeah. Nice and sunny out here.
Yeah. Well, God bless. Bye. Have a good weekend.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will. Or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will, too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
All right, everybody, we are back. Hey, let me tell you about MyPillow.com. I know the lower third says something else right now. We're going to change that. But MyPillow.com, use promo code WILL. There's a great deal going on right now. Not that Mike Lindell doesn't always have great deals, but he has another great deal on top of the other great deals that he already has on MyPillow.com using promo code WILL. Oh, see how I did that? Right? No, but seriously, using promo code WILL, you get the best deals on MyPillow.com.
Yeah, and
the
they're having
best
a,
deals.
They're having a $25 extravaganza right now, Will.
So what does that mean?
I'm not
a big shopper, so I don't know what that means.
Well,
so explain it to me.
It means there's some deals for $25. You could get My Powell towels, a 6-piece towel set for $25. You can get the Giza Premium Pillow, queen size or even king size, $25 with the promo code WILL. You can get slide sandals right now, which it's pretty much springtime now, $25 a pair of sandals. You could get a 2-pack of those multi-use pillows, $25, dog beds, $25, beach towels, $25,
this
a 4-pack of dish towels, $25, a couch or recliner pillow, $25. And you know, when
Wait a minute. So as long as you use promo code WILL, mm-hmm. you can get these deals for $25.
For $25.
How is that even possible? Because this is made in the USA.
It is. And look at, you know what? We love these beach towels. I'm not kidding. They got the colors are so amazing. They are so soft. I promise you, probably if you want to get one for everybody in your family, because if not, you guys are all going to be fighting over the one, which is what we have done in my house. And then these little travel pillows are multi-pack pillows, 2 for $25. This is a huge deal.
Those are awesome when you're riding on a trip in a vehicle. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, some of these have scriptures on them, or you can just get plain ones as well. They're pretty awesome.
You know what? One of the reasons why I like the MyPillow product, because of Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a Christian. He doesn't even hide the fact that he's a Christian. And like you said, some of the pillows have scriptures on them. How many companies do you see doing that?
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason why the left doesn't like Mike Lindell.
Yep, same thing with Trump and the
Bible. Same
Bibles.
Thing with Trump. Well, yeah, he's selling the Bibles. They came unglued. They're like, oh my goodness,
they don't
he's
like
holding
it.
The Bible.
They
he's
don't
holding
like
the
it.
Bible.
Yeah. And they're fighting for this country. These are businessmen.
Yes.
We're talking about Mike Lindell, Trump. These are businessmen that don't even have to do what they're doing. They don't even have to fight for this country. They have comfortable lives that they are stepping outside of.
Risking everything.
Right, to save this country.
Risking
and to
everything.
Create a better place
you
for people
in the future.
You know
what it is? Because they're highly intelligent businessmen, and they realize that if they don't risk everything now, they're going to get everything taken away from them. Mm. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. President Trump sees that, look, they're going to take everything away from not just me. They're going to take everything away from all of us in this country. So it's either I fight now for the country and risk losing everything, or allow the Democrats to take everything and it's all gone anyways. So right now we are in a battle for our lives. We're in a battle for this fight. We have to do this now. And see, that's how we do this together. So when you use promo code WILL at MyPillow.com, not only are you helping me, but you're helping Mike Lindell out. You're helping the Lindell TV network. You are. Let me also talk about the PamperWithGrace.com. I've been talking about this a lot lately because this is something that I've seen that's working directly for me. And it's been a beautiful thing. This is a beautiful product. PamperWithGrace.com. And I can't even explain it. And I've talked about it so much. Let me share this with you. Let's go full screen to this and watch this testimony. Watch this.
As a practitioner with a very large practice, at the very end of the day, I tended to be a little bit worn out. I wasn't covering from taking care of patients. In January, before we pre-launched the company, I was one of the very first people to get the 15-day samples. And right away, I was connected to the Bella Grace Collagen Elixir. Just an overall feeling of wellness. but also a little more energy. I recovered in my workouts, sleeping just more soundly, and then waking up the next day ready to take it on. For me, it was the power of three: the cat's claw, the astaxanthin, and of course, the best, most studied Verisol collagen on the market today.
You know, I felt the same way. I was like that after 2 weeks. Well, actually, no, I'll take that back. I was like that after the first week. But now that it's been 2 weeks, I am seeing a difference. And the main difference that I'm seeing is with my hair. I wasn't even expecting that. That was a pleasant surprise, actually, because like I've told many people, I was thinking about cutting my hair off. And I got dreadlocks, and I like my dreadlocks. But I was thinking about cutting them off because I started losing my hair. But now it's coming back with vengeance, and I like it.
Yeah, and sleep has been incredible for us, just like it says for him. And so this has many health benefits besides just the normal skin health that you see with a collagen, which you can see firmer skin, better texture, fine lines. You know, it helps with age spots that we all get as we get older. You know, especially women, as we go through menopause, premenopause, we have that dry skin. This helps hydrate it. It also helps lessen the site of cellulite on your body. But more than that, Will, it improves immunity in your body, stress management, endurance and fatigue, muscle recovery, mental clarity, which we are experiencing. So, Bella, go to pamperwithgrace.com, take the 30-day challenge, set yourself off on a subscription. You can cancel it anytime. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee. To be honest with you, you cannot go wrong with trying Bella Grace, and I guarantee you're going to be hooked right away.
The subscription, you get it easier. You get it cheaper. You get it cheaper with the subscription, and like Shannon said, you can cancel it if you don't want to keep it. Okay, when we come back from this break, we're going to go back to your phone calls about whatever it is you want to talk about. Probably Trump. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, "I've got something I want to show you." I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
Okay, we are back. So let me get right to it. Let me play this first video really quick because we're going to run out of time. We're not going to be able to show everything that I want to share with you. But listen to this. This is about the polls with President Trump. This is the reason why the Democrat Party is in a frenzy right now. They're having a panic attack over this war.
When asked about the Biden administration's top accomplishments, new Fox polls show nothing was the big winner, as you can see on the screen ahead of you. What's interesting to me is that 38% said nothing, that he hadn't done anything that had helped them in any material way. And many people say, as a matter of fact, if he had done nothing at all, I mean, really done nothing and not reversed some of the Trump policies, we'd be in a better state than we are today. Take a look at this. When we talk about what he did immediately when he came into office, he revoked the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. He did other things by suspending new oil and natural gas leases. He rejoined the Paris Climate Accord, halted border wall construction, which has been a massive problem, and ended Remain in Mexico. Then he reinstituted that $235 million for the UNRWA, relaxing sanctions on Iran oil sales, releasing billions in sanctioned funds to Iran. He has put us in a whole mess of trouble, and voters are really aware of that.
Voters are aware of it, and no one is forgetting it. And that's the reason why they're trying to raise so much money to get people to believe that Joe Biden is the answer, and when he's actually not the answer. Now, there's a video. I'm not sure where it is. There's a video where is it at? Oh, this is it right here. This is the main video that I want to share with you today. They're actually saying that President Trump is an existential threat to the country. This is what they're alluding to. This is what they're saying. And there's not a single Democrat in America that doesn't think otherwise. They all believe that President Trump, they see President Trump like a Hitler figure. So in their minds, they're like, oh, we need to do whatever it is we can to get rid of President Trump no matter what. You got to cheat, steal, and kill. Then they're all for it. But listen to how they're talking about President Trump here.
Having President Clinton there, President Obama there, and now President Biden there, they're going to have a very potent reminder and underscoring.
Now she's talking about Joe Biden, Obama, and Billy Clinton in New York, while President Trump is at the wake. Continue.
How the Democratic agenda writ large has won in the last 7 of the 8 presidential elections, the popular vote, how popular the Democratic agenda is, and how moving forward, this coming election will be an existential threat to the expansion of the economy, which we saw under all 3 presidents.
So she's saying the expansion of the economy under Joe Biden. Joe Biden, as far as the poll numbers, when it comes to the economy, he's in the dirt. So again, this is what you call government state media, total propaganda. The other two women on here, they're just looking there with a blank stare on their face, knowing good and well that she's lying. And there's like, I wonder if anyone's actually buying this. No one should be buying this nonsense.
The expansion of rights and freedoms, which we saw under all 3 presidents, and what the election of Donald Trump would do in terms of destroying all of the above. And first and foremost would be the protection of our democracy.
You see that? It's always their democracy when we are a constitutional republic. They actually regurgitate the same words that Hitler used to say. Hitler used to say the same thing. So now here they are regurgitating the same thing. And you know why they're constantly saying that President Trump is an extreme threat to them? Because when you have black people like this, let me share this first one first. When you have black people like this, this is in Chicago. They're saying vote red. Split screen it for me. The black people in Chicago, they are saying vote red. And then they said no more blue, no matter who. What in the world is going on? This is why they're saying President Trump is a threat to them. Because you got black people like this.
Go red, 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 go red
my goodness.
No more blue, no matter who.
No more blue, no matter who. Let me put on this young lady that's saying that. Right? Where's it at? Right there. No vote. No more blue, no matter who. I think this is going to be the biggest Democrat upset in American history. The biggest, the largest, the most colossal, the one out of this world upset for the Democrat Party. Do you think that they're going to probably try to steal? Do you think so? What do y'all think in the comments? You think they're going to try to steal this election? We know what they did, right? We know what they did. It's so bad for the Democrat Party. Listen to this young man. Now, do you know his name? Stephen A. Smith. Yeah. Yeah. My switchboard operator, he knows who he is. He watched all the sports and everything, right? Stephen A. Smith. Have you ever heard him, Tan? You ever heard him talk about the President Trump in the past and the Republicans? I have. He said he's doesn't like Trump in the past. He said pretty rough things about President Trump. But listen to what he says now. Not that he doesn't even say President Trump's name. He doesn't have to.
The issue that we have with immigration right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, my mother and father be like, get your behind the back of the line. Mm-hmm. Like we had to. Who do you think you are? You know, I mean, that's how. Folks act, law enforcement, during the whole social justice movement, and you saw riots in the streets and stuff like that, throwing up your hands to a police officer. My mother, my father would have looked at me and said, I hope they whipped your ass. My mother would have been like, if they throw you in jail, I won't even come visit you. She's like, the law is the law. You obey the law. When I got a speeding ticket, my mother said, well, how fast were you going? She didn't sit up there and say the cops were profiling me. How fast were you going? What did you do? Let's deal with you first. It's real easy to point the finger blame. Let's deal with you. And that's what my mother taught me to be. And so because of that, I would tell you, Democrat at the polls.
Listen to
but
this.
But conservative at home. I don't say Republican. Conservative, my mom, yes.
You think today, that's different then
yes.
versus today. A lot of weird things have happened the last, four decades. You think your mom today would vote conservative or
yes.
you think she would vote conservative?
Wouldn't think about voting Democrat today. She would believe that the left is, being held hostage by the progressive left, that the centrist that's in them that long but was believed to have existed from the 60s to the 90s, etc., has evaporated. And there is no way that my mom would have supported today's Democrat based on what she is seeing out there in the streets of America. She wouldn't do it.
That's amazing. Okay, let's go to the phone call before we run out of time.
Yep,
here.
Got a new caller. Last digits ending 5339.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
I am Grandma Val, and I am calling from Nebraska.
Wow. Thank you so much for the call.
I just want to let you know that the Republicans used to be a black population.
That's true.
And now they are now returning back to the red population.
And that's true.
To the Republicans.
And that's true. I you know what I call it? I call it black people going back to their political roots.
And that's a good thing.
It is.
I just want to also put a bug in everybody's ear that I have heard that Democrats are going to be running as Republicans this election cycle because they know they're going to be stealing the election in a different way. So don't allow their lie. Vet them a lot. Make sure that they are definitely for the Constitution. Make sure that they are definitely for family values and for God. Don't just take their word that they're Republicans because they're not.
They are not. 100%. They are not. That's why they call them rhinos, rhinocrats.
Right.
You know, they're rhinocrats. They're right. Republican in name
only. But
they're
not even rhinos. Yeah, they won't even be rhinos, Will. They're going to be Democrats under the guise of a rhino.
Well, rhino is just Republican in name only. I mean, so they're faking it being a Republican.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of them like that. Look at Liz Cheney. She's a straight up, she's a Republican in name only because she's not actually Republican. She ran over to MSDNC and CNN. She's happy to go talk to them, just like Adam Kissinger. Same thing. Michael Steele used to be the RNC chairman, and he's on MSDNC, part of the Lincoln Stinking Project, which they are not Republicans at all. They're all leftist, progressive, communist, socialist, Democrats.
Yeah, but definitely you need to be careful. You have to know people's policies before you vote for them. I always say our biggest problem in America is ignorant voters.
Yes, uninformed voters.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So I just wanted to put that in your ear and have a very blessed Good Friday.
You too. Yeah, thank you so much for the call. I do see you there in the comments too all the time. God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I'm very opinionated.
Keep it up. Keep it up. God bless. Take care. Okay. We're going to go to the... Do we have time to go to the next call?
Just one more.
Okay. We have time to go one more. Who is it? New caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Karen Aldrich.
Where are you calling from, Karen?
My name is Karen.
Where are you calling from, Karen? Really quick. Go quick.
Oh, I'm calling from Fairfield, California.
Awesome. Really quick. Go.
Okay. So I had some comments. Happy Resurrection Day. And I wanted one of my questions. Why do the taxpayer have to pay for this incident of the bridge? When people, I was told, you know, I was in a car accident, and I was told when people die, if there's a death involved, that they have to do a thorough investigation. And right away, Biden came on the news and said, you know, the government is going to pay, which is the government. We the people are the government.
You know what it is, and Karen? You know what it is? Because we're getting ready to run out of time. We're going to try to take phone calls Monday so people can call in and talk more about this. But the reason why that's happening is because Joe Biden wants to buy votes. Joe Biden wants to swoop in and try to act like he's there to save the day. And a lot of people is going to fall right for that trap. And Baltimore being a huge black population, he does not want to lose that vote. That's what it comes down to. Well, hey, call back in Monday. Monday.
Okay,
call back in Monday. Okay, we're going to take phone calls Monday. Okay. God bless. All right.
Okay, bye.
All right. Take care. Bye. Okay. Yeah. You know what? It's like that all the time. We need to take more phone calls. We need to take more phone calls throughout the week because right at the end, a lot of people want to call in. I do thank you so much for doing so, though. Monday, we will take phone calls. We're going to change it up a little bit. We'll take your phone calls Monday, and we'll talk about the bridge and whatever else you want to talk about. God bless everybody. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.